Organizations throughout Los Angeles are making a special effort to encourage immigrant households to fill out their census forms. Some immigrants fear filling in those bubbles will ultimately lead to deportation.
We are trying to assure the community of, is the reality that this is private information.
That's Jose Cruz with the National Association of Latino Elected Officials.
It's not even shared with the President of the United States.
The Census Bureau is even concerned. They created a section on their website to fight rumors that census information will be used against immigrants. Thomas Sains, president of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, says the government is flooding immigrant communities with television and radio commercials and other foreign language advertisements.
Oh, I think that when you're engaged in a campaign like this, you have to repeat the message as often as possible in as many different ways as possible. So it really is a saturation effort.
While the government can't share census information, some immigrants fear that census workers will. But Salam al-Marayari of the Muslim Public Affairs Council says that would be a crime.
If there is a concern about a particular census worker or U.S. government official going in and invading someone's privacy and releasing information that is not within the law, then we will prosecute that person to the fullest extent of the law.
The penalty for sharing census information is a fine of up to $250,000. Sains says that the Census Bureau expects more immigrants to participate in this year's census, despite a larger undocumented population than in 2000. Census workers will start going door to door in April. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.